like in all the production of Shostakovich, there is a lot of sense of humor and death, you know, together. Just an example is in the last movement, in the third and last movement, other dances Dance Macabre, you know, like bones in percussions, sounds like bones at the end.
A Mad Dance with a Skeleton. It's Dmitri Shostakovich and his second cello concerto with the Heinz Hall debut of Enrico Dindo, once the principal cello of the La Scala Orchestra in Milan. Shostakovich wrote his second cello concerto in 1966. He wrote the music for Mstislav Rostropovich during one of the busiest times in Shostakovich's life while he was trying to get some rest at a sanatorium near Yalta. Enrico Dindo is a busy Italian cellist. He was awarded first prize at the International Rostropovich Cello Competition in Paris in 1997. Born in Turin, he began playing at age 6. In 1987, Riccardo Muti invited him to be the principal cello at the La Scala Opera House. Enrico Dindo told me that playing the second cello concerto brings him closer to Dmitri Shostakovich.
The language is unusual. It's the language of the last period of production of Shostakovich. Sounds like the last two or three symphonies. You know, at the end of his life, he was very sick and in the hospital bed, he wrote this concerto. And I can feel here and there in the music the painful, you know, the situation, also physical situation and mental, of course.
In the Poco Adagio second movement of the Shostakovich Concerto No. 2 for the cello, the composer quotes a Russian folk song, Kupiti Publiki, which Mstislav Rostropovich sang to Enrico Dindo.
During a dinner, I remember she started to talk about the second movement, a very popular song, Russian and Jewish, called Kupite Bublikis. And it was shocking to recognize the music of Shostakovich inside that song. Now it's impossible when I play that moment without thinking about that song.
Cellist Enrico Dindo, about to play the Cello Concerto No. 2, Opus 126 by Dmitri Shostakovich, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gianandrea Noseda.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gianandrea Noseda conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with cellist Enrico Dindo, who made his debut at Heinz Hall, playing the second cello concerto, Opus 126, by Dmitri Shostakovich. The Shostakovich Second Concerto for the Cello was first heard in Moscow on September 25, 1966. It was Dmitri Shostakovich's 60th birthday at the Bolshoi Hall of the Moscow Conservatory. Yevgeny Svetlanov was the conductor of the USSR State Symphony Orchestra, and the soloist was Mstislav Rostropovich. The Second Concerto was first heard in Pittsburgh 3 years after the premiere on February 28, 1969. It was once again played by Mstislav Rostropovich, with William Steinberg conducting at the Syria Mosque. The Shostakovich Second Cello Concerto is a challenge for any cellist.
Yeah, it's also difficult music, of course, because it's the second concerto. So Shostakovich wrote already the first one without help of Rostropovich. It's amazing. It was amazing, a miracle. Question that I asked to Slava is, Slava, please tell me, in the cadenza, in the first cello concerto, you wrote a lot of notes and passages, and he told me, in the Shostakovich cello concerto number one, there are no one note by me. It's all original, and this is a miracle. You know the cadenza in the first cello concerto, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And in this cello concerto, there is some passages that Slava changed in the last movement. And also the second cello concerto, it's technically very difficult. I must say the same level of number one.
Enrico Dindo has returned to center stage at Heinz Hall with his cello in hand. There will be an encore. Enrico Dindo played the Allemande from the Cello Suite No. 6 in D by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1012. After he played the second cello concerto by Dmitri Shostakovich with Gian Andrea Maceda and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
I was born in Torino into a family, a musician family. My father and mother are singers, tenore and mezzo soprano. My sister plays viola, my brother plays French horn. So music starts immediately in my life. When I was born inside music. My father decided that you must play cello. Okay, no discussions. No? I start to feel very deep the emotions of music when I start to play with other musicians, when I start to play chamber music. There I start to share emotions and situation and to organize the rehearsals, you know, and drink before and after and to stay together making music. That was the miracle, that inside start to grow up the love for music. From that moment, I started to say thank you to my father.
Cellist Enrico Dindo, who offered two encores over the weekend that he made his Pittsburgh debut. Both were from Bach's suites. We heard the Friday evening encore just a moment ago. Here is the encore that he played on Sunday afternoon. You heard the Saraband from the Cello Suite No. 1 in G by Johann Sebastian Bach, his BWV 1007. The cellist was Enrico Dindo, who played Bach at both of his performances in Pittsburgh of the Shostakovich Cello Concerto No. 2 with Gian Andrea Noseda and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. With 11 years in the pit at La Scala, I asked Enrico Dindo what singers he remembered over the many nights at the Opera House in Milan.
Every time I remember a fantastic Falstaff with Juan Pons and Muti. But of course, I must say Placido Domingo, of course, Mirella Freni, of course, Pavarotti, why not Pavarotti? But I ever preferred Placido Domingo, was my first choice.
Enrico Dindo joined Gianandrea Noseda for his Pittsburgh debut. They live near one another in Italy. They've been friends for a long time, agree on how the music should go, but there is one thing that they do not agree on. What happens on the soccer field?
He's a Milan fan, and I'm a Juventus fan. So, but we beat Milan, you know, 2 days ago, so I'm very...
Very satisfying.
Yeah. Enrico Dindo, who made his Heinz Hall debut with the Shostakovich Second Cello Concerto, conducted by Gianandrea Noseda. There have been many great Italian maestros on the stage with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Gianandrea Noseda's guest conductor chair is named for Victor de Sabata, who was here for 4 seasons from 1948 to 1952. Carlo Maria Giulini had made his American debut in Chicago in 1955, wound up in Pittsburgh a decade later. His Pittsburgh concerts included Rossini, music by Giorgio Chierini, and Debussy. Here he is at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh on the 23rd of February, 1965, Carlo Maria Giulini conducting Giuseppe Verdi's overture to La Forza del Destino.
Thank you.
Carlo Maria Giulini conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in La Forza del Destino, The Force of Destiny, the overture to Giuseppe Verdi's opera. Giulini was our guest conductor in Pittsburgh on the 23rd of February, 1965. That performance was recorded off the radio, an air check of that historic moment when Carlo Maria Giulini made his Pittsburgh debut. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast began with Dvorak's Seventh Symphony. We heard Shostakovich's Second Cello Concerto from cellist Enrico Dindo, along with two encores by Bach. We listened to two Italian conductors, Gianandrea Noseda and Carlo Maria Giulini, lead the Pittsburgh Symphony. There is one more Italian composer, Ottorino Respighi, his Pines of Rome, recorded by former music director Lauren Mazel at Heinz Hall. The music was written in 1924. It was pathbreaking in using recorded sound of the nightingale at the end of the third section, the Pines of the Janiculum. Originally, the nightingale was heard from a 78 RPM recording, which arrived with the score. There are many stories from members of the percussion section of the bird becoming stuck as the record played until the needle was gently given a nudge. There is also the tale of the bird when it was updated to a reel-to-reel tape. Someone removed the electrical plug from the wall just before the downbeat. Here is the bird in all its digital glory on April 25, 1994, followed by the Roman soldiers marching along the pines of the Appian Way. Ottorino Respighi, The Pines of Rome, with Lauren Mazel conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Thank you.
The Pines of Rome from the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra at Heinz Hall on April 25, 1994. Former music director Lauren Mazel conducted. We heard The Nightingale from the Pines of the Janiculum and the Pines of the Appian Way. The Pines of Rome, part of Ottorino Respighi's Roman Trilogy, consisting of The Pines of Rome, The Fountains of Rome, and Roman Festivals. They're all available from a Sony Classical compact disc with Lauren Mazel and the orchestra. Molto bene, tutti amore. I'm Jim Cunningham, and I'm glad you're here. I hope you'll be back next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. In the meantime, write for your free souvenir, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It is just right for your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card. And it reminds me a little bit of the Captain Midnight decoder ring once found in a cereal box. It's perfect for reading concert programs in low light, and it comes along with a Pittsburgh Symphony radio guide. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Our address, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Digital production engineer and coordinating producer, Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.